Well, it has been clear since that if it is allowed to continue like this. Remember that it is far much cheaper to transport goods using rail transport rather than either air or road transport. And you can also transport bulk goods using rail transport. So in the long run, the net effect is that the prices of goods and services, especially the goods that come from what is being transported by the railways, is not equipped, eventually go up, because the cost then of transport, be it coal or grain, will have rapidly increased if we move from rail to road. And the negative impact is that people will still rely on imports, which means that more cash will be going out of the country, because then we'll be importing goods that we can manufacture here. But due to these price distortions and cost disparity, we'll be having to rely on imports. So it means that whatever the governor is trying to do will come to naught, because all the money that he's trying to save by encouraging people to buy locally will eventually go to importing goods that can easily be manufactured here due to cost.